It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's carry out. Here are today's top stories. President Trump is inviting Democratic leadership to the White House for dinner, and he's excluding Republicans. Yep. Chuck and Nancy are coming over for a couple taco salads. Trump said that it'll work with anyone, and bipartisan is the way to go. This is really causing turmoil in Washington for those who love one party and hate the other. I mean, President Trump is coming off as an independent right now. What's next? Is Trump going to put a hemp bumper sticker on his Subaru? Start wearing sport coats with patches on the elbow? I mean, if you're true independent, grow that hair out. Ponytailed, right? ESPN commentator Jemil Hill called President Trump a white supremacist on Twitter. The White House today said that that should be a fireable offense. The media was quick to point out that Trump called President Obama a racist and a terrorist sympathizer back in the day. See, that's why the White House just needs to hire one person to scroll through Trump's past tweets, right? And call it the assistant hypocrisy manager. How about that? That could be an intern's job. I don't care. But it should be a job, right? Listen, I think what Hill said was wrong, but the White House shouldn't be telling ESPN what to do with their employees when their employee has done the same thing in the past, right? Are we cool? We're cool, right? Everyone's cool. Cook County Commissioner Richard Boykin says he wants to repeal the sweetened beverage tax, but not this month. No, it was thrown back to committee to be considered next month. Boykin says we need to be doing more to take on gun violence. Stop punishing county residents for drinking pop. I'm not sure how they go hand in hand, but you know what? Commissioner Boykin's coming up after the 7:30 news. He can explain it to us. But the public showed up for the meeting to argue for their right for a six-pack of Sprite or a Sierra Mist. I don't know your brand preference. Like I said, if President Preckwinkle really wants to double down, double the tax. Go for the deep ball. The safeties are playing up. They're expecting you to run, Tony. Go deep. Double it. I dare you. Equifax is promising protections to help you monitor your credit after they were hacked and exposed millions of people's Social Security numbers. So that's nice until that gets hacked. I'm hiding my credit report under my mattress. What do you guys think? That's where I put my credit report and my Social Security number. Martin Shkreli had his bond revoked after telling Facebook followers to put Hillary Clinton to, I'm sorry, to pull Hillary Clinton's hair. Seriously. Pass. This dude gets way too much press for a guy who's about to go to jail for 20 years for what? Insider trading. But if we learned anything from the recent Blago exclusives, we'll continue to try and get an interview with this dude for the rest of his life. Ratings count, hits, clicks, as they say in the business, clicks. New research says that a low carbohydrate diet could increase your lifespan. It's very controversial, mostly because nobody wants a diet with low carbohydrates, right? I mean, it's ridiculous. Also, this was an experiment on mice. So let me guess, the mice didn't like lasagna? For once, I'd like these studies to say, just eat everything you can and you'll live longer. It's called the hang around the office kitchen diet. I want to read a cookbook about that, right? In weather, the effects of Hurricane Irma today? Is that what that drizzle was at the beginning of the morning? Speaking of hurricane, or at least the aftermath, man, Floridians will be without power until next week. And it's worse in the Caribbean, as some countries are running out of food and water. How can that happen in this day and age, right? You see those stories about running out of food. Can't we just get primitive and just do airdrops? We don't have helicopters that can roll down that way. It just seems like this running out of food and water is a very 18th century kind of thing after a hurricane. I feel like we should be all over that. In sports, the Sox start us off with a win this afternoon against the Royals. Took 2 of 3 from KC. Continue to be the hot team at a weird time. Right? Maybe the Cleveland Indians are rubbing off a bit. The Sox are playing themselves right out of a number one pick next year. So even if they win, they lose. But hey, Lucas Giolito on the mound today with another quality start. I'm telling you, Sox fans, quietly, that's the story of Chicago right now. These young arms, they're winning. Something to look forward to. Okay, let's move on to a team that's winning right now, well, at least in general. They're losing right now, 1-0. Last night they won. The Cubs get back to their winning ways against the Mets. They're trying again tonight. Matt Harvey on the mound for the Mets. Gross. Dude, screw. And Kutcher's already out there being like, that's not what the sign we called, Matt. Cubs still hold a 2-game lead. They got a huge series with the Cardinals coming up on Friday. That'll go a long way to seeing how close this race will be for the rest of the month. Wilson Contreras, of course, are back for the Cubs. The Cubs still have 2 4-game sets against the Cardinals and Brewers, both on the road, which is kind of garbage if you think about it. I mean, aren't we the reigning champs? So when the schedule makers came out, why would you have 2 4-game sets against rivals on the road at the end of the year? I smell conspiracy. Conspiracy! Play those games in protest. It should be all last place teams for the last 3 weeks of the year. That's what you get for winning the World Series the year before. How about the Indians won their 21st game in a row, tying the second all-time streak held by the 1935 Cubs. Great squad. The Indians will play the Royals tomorrow in hopes of continuing the streak, but they won't win because I have starter Josh Tomlin on my fantasy team, and he's pitching, so they'll lose just because. That's called Murphy's Law. But hey, you know what? I've rolled myself right into the semis. Every time I get closer and closer to winning at fantasy baseball, I get depressed that I'm better at that than anything else in my life. Yes, I'm so good at that. Oh, bummer. Bears got back at practice this week. No Kevin White, no Jarrell Freeman, and Jordan Howard was limited with an apparent shoulder injury. I always say that more than half of the recipe for success in football is just staying healthy. If you have the least amount of injuries, you probably win 7 games. Doesn't matter who you are. So not a great start for the Bears. 3 starters on IR already. Hey, you know what's coming up? NFL Hall of Fame time. While jockeying to see who might be picked for the 2018 class. And the Bear great Brian Urlacher is eligible. How about that? Maybe that's why he's doing all this hair restoration stuff. So he's got a more handsome bust when he gets to Canton. It'll be a nice part. I wonder if he gets a say on that. He's like, nope, we're not using what I look like as a football player. How about now? It's high and tight. But seriously, Urlacher should be first ballot, right? After that, who's next? Devin Hester? Possibly? Charles Tillman? I think Charles Tillman with the peanut punch out. Julius Peppers, maybe? Al Alfalava? The only safety for the Bears? Nobody? In basketball, ESPN's riling up everybody with the top 100 players ranking. Well, basketball players are mad that they're not all number one. But the list of the top 100 doesn't even include Dwayne Wade. Nikola Mirotic made the list, but D. Wade does not. What does that mean? We pay this guy 20-plus mil a year, and he's ranked below Threekola? Come on, man. I can't even. Come on. And finally tonight, Frank Vincent died. That sucks. The Hollywood go-to for mob hitmen was amazing in movies like Goodfellas and TV shows like The Sopranos. He'd show up at a lot in Chicago. We'll talk to Dean Richards about it, talking about his work. Frank Vincent, I hope you're telling someone to go get to your shine box in heaven right now. Big loss. Hey, that's the carryout for September 13, 2017. We got a surplus on moist towelettes. So the rest of the week, we got a special on ribs, just so we can get rid of these little guys. You're welcome. All right, coming up, Mike Fouché will be here, and we'll talk with Commissioner Richard Boykin about his efforts to repeal the sweetened beverage tax. That's coming up right after the 7:30 news here on The Download, 720 WGN. Stay with us.